These are the musicals that never made it.
Hello, listeners, and welcome back to another exciting episode of the podcast called Musicals That Never Made It, which, of course, now is a misnomer, being that, of course, these musicals have made it. I mean, just take a look at the podcasting charts. We are skyrocketing to the top like Elon Musk, climbing the charts like Alex Honnold, some other figure of note. This podcast is an absolute raging success. In case you've missed it, we've got another 5 episodes prior to this one that are episodes you're not going to want to miss. Last week's episode, we had Krystalyn Lloyd in the studio singing from a show called Oprah's Day Off, which is one of our favorites. But this week, we have reached the season finale of Musicals That Never Made It. And we have an exciting guest. His name is Drew Gehling, ladies. He is in Broadway's Waitress. He's done a lot of work. He was in Jersey Boys. You can't miss him. You won't want to miss this episode. As always, my dear, dear friends, Abby Goldfarb and Johnny Brantley III graced us with their sweet, sweet voices. Drew Gehling is starring as Zazine in our show called The Great Zazine, and we're super excited to have Drew. He did such a wonderful job. He really was able to keep up with me and my writing, and that's a feat in and of itself. But ladies and gentlemen, please enjoy the season finale of our podcast starring Drew Gehling as Zazine in The Great Zazine, a new musical by Gibbs and Collier.
Ba 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 ba.
Drew is arriving just now. Let's bring Drew in. Hey, Drew!
Hey, Drew!
Guys, this is Broadway's Drew Gehling. So happy to have him here.
Well, you know, Broadway's developmental workshop.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's all the same to us. Thanks for being here.
No, absolutely.
We're really happy to have you. We think it's really going to take Zazine to the level that it deserves to be at.
Wait, so it is pronounced Zazine?
Zazine.
Oh,
yes.
I knew it. You know what? I got in a big argument about it last night, and I think it's okay. So great. So
Zazine.
I was right. So thank you. You guys
won me a double
bet.
E. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A long double E.
Uh huh.
Yes.
Great.
Before we get started, Drew, just a quick question. Do you have any advice for, of course, not people like me, but aspiring artists, those that have yet to become fully developed artists such as the ones in this room. Just wondering if you have any advice for the young ones. No? Okay, great. Well, sorry. I didn't mean to throw that at you. We'll just jump right in.
That would be great.
Okay.
Do you guys is there sheet music?
Yeah, of course.
Oh,
good,
absolutely.
Good.
Absolutely.
Because I read music.
Yeah.
I'm
good to know, as you should. That's how Broadway is.
Yeah,
you know?
that is how Broadway works.
We're familiar, of course, here at the podcast.
Yeah.
Anyway, so excited. Again, this is Zazine.
Zazine.
Zazine,
great.
Correct.
I'm very excited about this.
And this is going to be great. We're going to make this recording, and we're going to, we've got a lot of producers who are, I'm going to email.
They're biting.
Yeah.
They're biting.
There's bites. There's nibbles on the show.
That's
so it's going to be super excited. Anyway, we're super glad to have you here. And let's jump right into The Great Zazine, an amazing new musical by
Hotly anticipated from what I've heard.
Of bites. Course.
Zazine.
Zazine.
The bites.
Just to be clear.
Yeah.
Dum, 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 dum.
The Great Zazine is a musical about a magician who's lost his way, only to find his way again through the help of a gang of ragtag tweens. Inspired by the heroes of our youth and the musicals like The Greatest Showman, The Great Zazine really asks questions like, are we born with a calling?
Yes.
If we get lost, can we be found? Mm. And how old is too old?
Old. Wow.
There's no better place to start with this show than the opening. Curtain rises on a group of three children gathered around a TV downstage left. The living room feels 90s, blonde wood, sponge-painted walls, and some inflatable furniture. Kate, future president and leader of the pack, is gathering her best buds, fraternal twin brothers Trent and Christopher. Christopher is the funny one. Trent is tall and handsome, played by me. The kids are excited beyond belief.
Guys, it's 7:30!
All right!
Ah, oh, here he comes!
The stage behind them becomes the TV screen, and we see a man enter. It's children's TV magician, the great Zazine. He has white gloves and a long-tailed tuxedo coat on top of acid-wash jeans and a white t-shirt. Behind him, the Zazettes are similarly dressed. Everything sparkles.
Gather round the TV screen to see some things you've never seen, from old to new and in between, for I am the great Zazine!
The great Zazine!
That's right!
The great Zazine!
Oh, that's right!
The great Zazine!
It is I!
The greatest of the Zazines!
Rabbit out the hat is old, but what if it turned into gold?
He has done it all before.
You've seen assistants sawed in two, but I'll divide them more for you.
Cut them into three or four.
You'll feel the afterglow from the magic show. I'm the one you know, and I push the envelope.
Zazine and his Zazettes prepare to wow the TV audience with their feats of wonder.
We're bored with all this sleight of hand, so strap me to a baby grand
and push me in a pool.
You've seen when others levitate, but can they do it for a whole day?
Watch him break in all the rules. The great Zazie.
That is right.
The great Zazie.
It is showtime.
The great Zazie.
Let us ride.
The
Kate, Trent, and Christopher watch as Zazine dazzles them with tricks. They are wowed and moved to sing their own version of the theme song. Kate hops up on the couch and poses like Zazine.
I can take my homework here and make the problems disappear.
Wouldn't that be super cool?
You're just like Zazine.
I'll jump into a bubble bath and it won't even make us flash.
But you can't do that at school.
How would you know it actually worked?
I don't know how, but you know it.
The great Zazine. The great Zazine. The great Zazine. The greatest of the Zazines.
Blackout. We fast forward 15 years. The kids are now young adults and still close friends. They've decided to pick up some candy at the local dollar store, Dollar General.
It's so weird how they sell cologne here.
Yeah, like, I want to smell like $1 million, not one single buck.
They all laugh.
Oh, Christopher, you've always been the funny one.
Guys, am I crazy, or does that cashier look like someone we know? The gang looks over to see a man with a Dollar General apron over a tuxedo jacket, acid wash jeans, and a white t-shirt.
I agree. Feels familiar. Middle school teacher, maybe?
I don't know. Seems kind of like...
Oh my God.
What?
Dude, that's Zazine.
Zazine? Like the magician that shaped our whole childhood, Zazine?
No way, guys. What are the odds that Zazine is here in this Dollar General?
I don't know, but I'm getting an autograph.
Me too. I still have a poster of his saved somewhere in a memory box, and his songs are stuck in my head.
The gang puts back their cheap candy and walks over to see if Zazine is really Zazine.
Can I help you find something?
Oh, I think we found what we're looking for.
Yeah, you're, oh my God.
Okay, what he's trying to say is, we're huge fans of yours, Mr. Zazine. Yeah. We grew up on your show.
Well, that's very kind. That was a previous life.
Huh? What do you mean? You still do magic, right?
Yeah, the great Zazine wouldn't be as great without magic.
You may be right. Maybe I'm not so great anymore.
A single spotlight hits Zazine, and the gang listens as everything else fades away.
There was a time long before now. The world was in the palm of my white gloved hand. And there was a me that had figured out how to make the world my magic land. I
tried and tried to keep the fans engaged, but fame it tried, for the world had turned a page. And now look at me, my chains of sadness are all ironclad. Pick a card, any card, they're all a place that wasn't this one, where I could be the captain of my ship. There was a crash I could not avoid. I felt control leave my white-gloved grip. I cried and cried, for the magic disappeared. Decide to hide until the coast was clear. And now look at me. My chains of sadness are over.
The kids walk out of Dollar General feeling bummed. Blackout.
And now, a brief intermission.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Let's now fast forward to the end of Act 1. Lights up on an empty green room. The gang has helped Zazine see that he can't give up on his calling so easily. In order to prove their belief in him is not in vain, the kids have brought Zazine to an open mic. The stage manager walks into the green room.
Mr. Zazine?
That's him.
You're on in two.
Thank you.
The stage manager leaves.
I'm not sure I can do this, guys. I'm so rusty. Thank you for putting faith in me, but I'm afraid I'm going to have to let you down. Goodbye.
Zazine tries to leave, but the gang stops him.
No, Mr. Zazine, wait. Zazine.
Kate blocks the exit.
No, you can't go. Just give it a shot. We promise the people at this Buffalo Wild Wings are going to love your magic.
All right. I guess I'll give it a shot.
Zazine begins to perform his magic to an almost empty crowd. Most are bar patrons who aren't paying any mind, and one is an overexcited man in the corner.
What wonders will be before you tonight? What visions of splendor? You will have to wait and see what I have in store, for I am the great Zazine!
In a flash, Zazine performs some of his most wondrous tricks. Birds appear and disappear. He levitates, pours water into a hat. The hat remains dry. He gives the dove to a member of the audience. It's a necklace. He finishes with a flourish. The rest of the place ignores him, and only the overexcited man in the back claps for the performance.
Awesome job. I thought that went super well.
Went well. Oh, no, I should have known no one would come to see me. Washed up old Zazine!
Zazine steps downstage and the set disappears. The backdrop turns into a dark city street. The phantoms of his past stand in silhouette behind him. Old friends, old lovers, old TV executives. It starts to rain on stage.
Zazine's white t-shirt soaks as...
Old Zazine!
Should have been wiser, should have known better, should have seen clearer that no one wants to see Zazine. It seems like destiny just wrote me a letter, and the subject line is no one wants to see Zazine. 'Cause now I'm washed up, now I'm the old Zazine. Old Zazine. Old Zazine. I'm just an old dog, I'm just a geezer, I'm just too blind to tell that no one wants to see Zazine. Wrap me in cloth now, send me to Giza, 'cause I'm just a mummified person who was once Zazine. I'm past my prime now, now I'm the old Zazine.
Should be dead, old Zazine. Though we're only in your head, think you should stay home in bed. Retirement is where this led, old Zazine.
Blackout. Fast forward to the end of Act 2. Zazine is back working at the Dollar General. He seems numb to his life. He's accepted his fate, but... the gang arrives, and they bring with them an unfamiliar friend.
What are you guys doing here? I told you I'm not doing any more shows. No one cares for me or my magic anymore. I'm not going to make a fool of myself again.
We're sorry. We shouldn't have pushed you to do something you weren't ready for.
Yeah, we just wanted to give you a chance to relive your glory days. But it was a lot of pressure for you.
Although, it wasn't as bad an idea as we thought.
What? What do you mean? It turned out horrible. There was only one man who liked it. And he never even said anything to me after the show.
Well, funny you should mention him.
May we introduce you to Grant Groves?
Well, hi, Mr. Groves. I'm sorry. I don't know what's going on. You all seem to know something that I don't.
The unfamiliar friend steps forward. He's very eager and well-dressed.
Mr. Groves, tell him.
I was back home from my high school reunion, and I heard you were playing a set at Buffalo Wild Wings, so I came over to see if you were as magical as I remember, and it wasn't.
Well, I'm sorry to disappoint you, Mr. Groves.
It was even better.
What? What are you saying?
Mr. Zazine, I work for NBC as a talent scout for America's Got Talent, and we'd like to offer you a live audition on national TV. I've spoken with producers and arrangements are already made.
Well, Zaz, what did you say?
I say let's do it!
Yeah!
The gang then goes to his audition for America's Got Talent. Zazine makes it as far as the top five and is offered his own residency in Las Vegas. Let's fast forward to the finale. The gang has been invited to the opening night of Zazine's show, and they take their seats as the lights go completely dark.
Whoa!
Ladies and gentlemen!
Whoa!
Put your hands together!
Whoa!
For the third runner-up from America's Got Talent...
Whoa!
It's Zazine!
A spotlight lands on Zazine in a golden version of his long-tailed tuxedo jacket and acid-wash jeans combo.
Na-na-na-na, na-na-na-na. The new Zazine, na-na-na-na, na-na-na-na.
World's anticipating, so I will keep you waiting. All the gents and ladies, it's me,
the new Zazine.
I'm going viral, better check your vitals. When I blow your mind hole, I'm
the new Zazine. Na 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 na,
yeah.
Na na na.
for a bloodbath, and I didn't want that, not for
Newsazine.
Used to be a stressin', now I learned a lesson. This life is a blessing.
Grateful Newsazine.
Zazine steps forward.
I've been given a new lease on me. A new lease on magic. A new lease on life. If I can do it, you can too. Never give up.
If you fail, try again. Never stop. Make it happen. Let your friends build you up. Don't give up on your dreams, even if it's to do magic. Whoa!
The audience loses their magic-loving minds, and we are instantly Tony winners. Josh and I receive a personal call from Lin-Manuel Miranda. The end.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. God, you just get so swept up in it, don't you?
Really
good.
Do.
I'm so glad. You know, we felt like you were really going to, really, truly going to elevate it, and you did.
I know.
So
I mean, I even cried. Did you know? You? Yeah. I made myself cry for this. Yeah.
Wow. That is
That's how
so
you know.
Incredible.
That's acting.
Is crying, if there's one thing we
know. Yeah, not reacting.
Yeah, of course.
But crying, of you know, course. On cue.
Absolutely. So now that we've got you here for Zazine, thank you again so much. It was such a pleasure to hear you do, particularly your Ace of Sad rendition was sort of exactly what we were looking for.
Well, you know, I'm just the vessel, really.
I understand. Yeah. I understand. I'm similar. Is there anything else you're working on outside of time spent with Zazine?
I mean, I'm going to be totally honest. There's not a lot that is up to this caliber.
Okay.
There's a little show that a buddy of mine named Cameron wrote.
Okay.
It's called Almost Famous.
Oh, okay.
We've been kind of kicking that around.
Interesting.
Are there bites? You just never know.
Yeah,
you know?
I hear you.
It's just so hard out there.
It's tough.
With the material, something
you
like
know.
This.
Yeah, I hear you.
That you just don't know if it has that
I hear you.
Commercial appeal.
Yeah.
I understand. It's hard out there for new composers.
I totally understand.
Yeah. And you know, especially writers like you know, Cameron. That are just untested.
Yeah, what's Cameron's last name?
Crow.
Oh, Cameron. No, well, that's alliterative. Crow. That's nice.
Yeah, that's right. That is Cameron Crow. Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Well, good.
Good luck. Good luck.
Yeah, best of luck with that one.
Well, yeah. We're hoping for the best.
But, okay.
I you know, in the meantime, give me a call if you guys want to work on this anymore. I'm certainly available to
great.
Do that.
Well, to be clear, we'll call you.
Cool.
Don't call. Anyway, it was great to have you here.
Just slide in the DMs.
We'll hopefully see you soon. Thanks again, everybody. Yeah. That's
Bye,
Broadway's Drew Galen.
Thank you so much, Drew.
Holy moly,
blessings.
He was here.
Wow.
Well, there you have it, folks. Thanks so much for joining us for season one of Musicals That Never Made It. Of course, this is the end of season one, but it's the beginning of something new. We will have many, many more seasons to come as we have producers clamoring to get the rights to our shows, which we will, of course, hold on to with a tight grip. We'd like to thank Drew Galing for joining us in the studio. You can follow Drew at Drew Galing on Instagram. Of course, stay subscribed to us in between seasons and you'll be the first one to know when we're back. Rate and review us. Send us an email at musicalspodcast@gmail.com. Find us on Instagram and Twitter at musicalspod. Find us on Facebook, Musicals That Never Made It. Our Instagram handles are as follows: JohnnyLeeB3, Abby Goldfarb, Joshua Collier, and I'm at Gabe Gibbs. Thank you all for joining us. This has been season one of Musicals That Never Made It.
These are the musicals that never